right, everyone listening, good afternoon, Member Solutions clients. This is Mike Dalbies, and just real quick, this is my 10th year in the industry. I started my first school when I was 6 months out of high school, 18 years old. This is actually my second school that I'm operating right now. I had built one and sold one, and now I'm in the process of a pretty much a brand new one. It's not even a year old yet, and we're doing quite well. And, you know, some of the things that I became an expert on through experience, doing it day in and day out, and also through just kind of my never-ending conquest of reading and learning, became the sales process of the school. I'm kind of an anomaly in the business, as I didn't really start as, you know, as an instructor. I actually started out as a school owner-operator, so I quickly had to learn how to enroll people, how to answer my phone, how to do all that stuff. And, again, it came through experience. It came through reading. It came through listening. It came through just, you know, seeking out some good early mentors and, you know, constantly doing that. So that's where my knowledge comes from, and I'm constantly on that quest for knowledge, always trying to stay ahead of everybody as best I could. And you know, that's really where my expertise is. And then I really got into the direct response copywriting, and you know, so I used a lot of direct mail to market my school, and actually, you know, came up with two programs along the way: the Martial Art of Selling Magic Intro Program, which I, you know, there's a free manual you can get. Kathy mentioned about scripts, so there's actually a whole bunch of scripts, a 70-page PDF that you can download. It's www.martialartofselling.com. That was my first thing I introduced to the industry, the Magic Intro Program. And then the Karate Sales Letters Program. So everyone's invited to take the free courses that are available there as well. But that's we're going to cover phone skills today. So, Kathy, I'm better at getting introduced than introducing myself. So that was that was okay, I guess. So, and we can get going.
Sure.
So, yeah, let's kind of go over what we're going to cover today. Basically, we're going to cover actually incoming and outgoing in the 30 minutes that we have. We're going to spend probably a lot of time on incoming, you know, kind of getting the phone ripping would be considered incoming. And, you know, there's a few things that are very important there. And then we're going to cover some simple things on outgoing and who you should be making outgoing phone calls to. And that's pretty much what we're going to do. So, you know, get your pencils out and take some notes, because a lot of things that I do are really based on not reinventing the wheel, but just saying things a certain way, saying things just a little bit better, and actually getting, you know, seeing the results. You know, it's always good to look out in your school and say, you know, I remember handling that phone call. You know, they had a couple objections, but I stayed with them. And now they're out there in class, you know, 3 or 4 months later, they're still training. And that's really, you know, the beauty in knowing how to do this, is you can literally be able to look out, you know, a couple months down the road and say, wow, you know, that person's out there because of the words I said to them at the right moment, at the right time, to kind of alleviate their fears and also to build rapport. So everything that you're doing on the phone, your goal is to build rapport and alleviate fear. And getting back to something that Kathy mentioned about scripts, if you guys do that, you go to martialartofselling.com and grab the script, I can guarantee you, one thing I teach is called the human element. And that was something I discovered very early on, that when you train a staff member to answer the phone, you don't want to train them just to kind of read off a script. Now, here's a few things. I mean, you do have to work at it. You do have to practice it. You should be rehearsing phone skills, even if you get an average number of calls each month. You know, you kind of get a moderate number of calls. You still need to know how to handle this, because if you just get a moderate number of calls and just a few slip through your fingers, you know, that can really hurt your bottom line. Now, if you're doing the right marketing, you're getting a huge volume of calls, and now you're capturing every single one. Wow, you know, just imagine the leverage there that takes place, because just about everyone who rings your phone is guaranteed to make, arrange that first visit. Notice I didn't say make that intro appointment. I said arrange that first visit. And we're going to kind of go into that. What I'm going to do is we're going to first start on incoming, and I'm going to talk about a few things that are real important. You know, one is, you know, just picture this for a second. You know, picture you've got a $100 bill in your hand, and you just take it and rip it up. And throw it and flush it down the toilet. Because if you don't master the phone, that's, you know, literally what happens, is you literally take $100 bills and flush them down the toilet. One thing that's very important is the right attitude. You know, is training your staff to answer the phone with the right attitude, to be happy, to smile, and maybe keep a picture of a loved one in front of your desk. Right now, as I'm talking to you, everyone on the phone, it's kind of lonely out here. You know, I'm just sitting here in my home office talking. But one thing I have in front of me is a picture of my oldest daughter when she was about 1 year old, and she's on my laptop, and her photo is right there. So I'm actually looking at her in the eyes while I'm talking to you people. So that makes me feel a little more warm and fuzzy inside. So hopefully to communicate that to you as well. So, you know, it's okay. You know, maybe have a picture of a loved one nearby, the phone in your school, look in the mirror, whatever you need to do, but make sure you communicate that with somebody. The other thing to do is to answer your phone regularly. And I think it's totally okay to answer your phone. I know a lot of some of the things that are introduced to our industry in years past are things about, you know, positioning yourself to be kind of incommunicado. You know, I agree with what's called the kind of the takeaway cell and where you're not available and all that stuff, but I like to be available to answer the phone, you know, for my clients, for my students, for my prospective students. And I was working on a project once for someone that involved actually calling school owners, and a lot of them don't answer their phones. So if you just answer your phone, you'll up the odds a lot more, because the way the world is with, you know, hectic schedules and phone tag, it's just crazy. So it's always good to answer your phone, forward the calls to your cell phone if you need to. Doesn't mean you have to be at your phone's beck and call at, you know, 12 o'clock, midnight or whatever, but what is the chance of you getting a call that late, you know? Answer your phone during normal business hours is very important. Now, this all seems very simple, right? I heard this before. But if you're not doing it, you know, start taking action on it. Just so you know, we're going to take some time for questions at the end, too. So the right attitude, answer your phone, that's all very important, elementary thing. So let's basically talk about the incoming call, and I'm going to basically role-play that. Don't worry, I'm not going to change my voice in any way, shape, or form. I'm just going to I'll pretend maybe Mrs. Jones is on the other line, or Mr. Jones, or whoever it is, and I'll basically, you know, kind of take it through the call. And this is exactly how I would role-play with my staff. I'm training a new program director now, and it's all about role-playing. You need to be perfect. So someone comes in, someone rings the phone, you know, after we do some kind of marketing piece or we do some kind of direct mail or we stir things up in the community and we get the phone ringing, or maybe they saw one of our banners, you know, or something like that. They found us on Google with our search engine optimization, our Google AdWords, whatever it is. So they give us a call and, you know, ring, ring, you know. And what we say is, it's a great day of karate success, and we actually go by our license. I would say, this is Mr. Dolpe's, can I help you? So I'm really kind of conveying that warm feeling. So it's good to, you know, answer your phone like that. And a lot of times they're going to ask four things, right? They're going to say, how much is it? They're going to say, what's your schedule? They're going to say, how old do you start? They're going to say, what style do you teach? Okay, maybe in today's market you get, hey, do you guys have MMA? You have mixed martial arts? So those are kind of the questions you're going to get. Now, all those questions are always answered with the same thing. It's always answered with, well, who's it for, or who do you have in mind? Now, let's just, for argument's sake, since the children's market is that evergreen market, like I talked about, never going away, let's just use a child example. So let's just say someone calls and they say, I want to find out some information on your classes, or I want to find out how much your classes were. You know, so you don't shake in your boots at that point. Oh, geez, you know, if I tell them how much it is, they're not going to come in, which is true. If you do tell them how much it is too soon, they're not going to come in, because you need to have your introductory lesson establish the value. Now, your main goal on the phone is just schedule someone to come in for their first lesson. That's it. I don't care if you're doing one intro and enrollment, two intros and enrollment, you know, 3 weeks for $29, you know, I don't care what it is, but your goal is to get them in front of you with given the minimal information. We're going to cover that right now. So, yeah, how much are your lessons? Okay, well, who's it for? Is it for you or is it for somebody else? And they might say, it's for my son. He's 7 years old. Okay, your son who's seven. And you have your notepad out, have something handy. We like to have our guest application there so we can just kind of have that. So I'll go right to the age category and hit seven. Okay, so 7 years old, that's a great age to take martial arts. And that's something that we always say. I don't care if it's, you know, 80 or 70 or seven, you know, that's a great age to begin doing martial arts. And at that point, I'll say my first name. I'll say, my name's Mike. May I ask who I am speaking with? In that tone, that real warm tone. And this is the same thing that my hired employees are doing. And I ask who I'm speaking with. Well, my name's, Jenny Jones. Okay. Or let's not use her. She's a former talk show. Debbie Jones. Okay. My name is Debbie Jones. Okay, great. Debbie, thanks for calling in. And you said for your son who's 7. And what is his name? His name's Joey. Okay, so Debbie and Joey. Okay, great. Again, I really appreciate your call. Debbie, let me ask you, how did you actually hear about us? And then, well, obviously you want to say that so you can track your marketing. You know, I got your direct mail. Well, I got your letter in the mail. No one's going to actually say direct mail. I got your letter in the mail that you guys are offering a free month of lessons. Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you calling on that. Well, let me ask you, too, what was it that made you interested for Joey? Now, this is key, guys. Pause for a second. I always offer the benefits because I want to establish as much value as possible in my program. I just don't want to say, you know, well, hey, what made you interested? Because I don't want her to say, well, you know, Joey's just been bugging me or something like that. I mean, that's a good thing, and that's fine. But I always want to offer the benefits of the program. So let's just say it's for a child. You know, what did you want Joey to accomplish, through a martial arts program? A lot of parents talk about things like self-discipline and confidence and self-control, fitness, fun, social interaction. I'll just rattle off all these bullets, all these benefits. Again, I'm a direct response copywriter, and we're all about bullet points, bullets, bullet, bullets. So I'll just rattle off all those bullet points, and I want her to pick a bunch of them. Oh, you know, self-discipline and self-control, I mean, they all sound great. You know, he really does need some help with his self-confidence. Okay, you know, a lot of parents bring their kids here just, you know, for those reasons, and there's a lot of different strategies that we use to build Joey's self-confidence. And this is one, you know, sometimes I throw in there, sometimes I don't, but you can even say, how long have you been thinking about doing, if you want to spill a little more rapport, how long have you been thinking about doing martial arts for him? How long have you been thinking about building up his confidence? Oh, it's been a while. It's been, you know, a few months. Okay, great. Well, and that kind of establishes the thing that says you got to come in now. And I don't care if they say, I just thought about it yesterday. It still says, you know, I got to do this right away because I'm thinking about it now. I got to act on it. So, okay, how long have you been thinking about doing it? Oh, you know, just a couple weeks now. Okay, great. Well, it's real simple, Debbie, and I'll use her name again, and that's why I write it down. It's real simple, Debbie. What we would do is we're going to invite you in, and we're going to arrange. Now, notice that word, invite you in. We're going to invite you in. Okay, now picture this for a second. Everyone's bought a car, right? So what if you went to the car salesman, and the car salesman said, no, we're not comparing ourselves to car salesmen, so don't take that in the wrong context. But what if someone said, hey, why don't you take this car for a test drive? Well, what if I say to you, Kathy, you are invited to take this car for a test drive. See how much more warm and friendly that sounds? Okay, so again, it's all about being warm and friendly, and that's really what, you know, again, what I've studied is all about, using the right words. So, you know, we're going to invite you in. You're invited in, Debbie, for a special visit. We're going to arrange a special visit for you to come in, and we're going to work with Joey. Now, again, this is kind of from our thing. Let's just say you're doing a two-intro process. That's very common in the industry, and it's free. So it's a two-intro, and it's free. We're going to actually work with Joey at least twice before we allow him to go any further. We're going to work with him at least twice, and we're going to give him a chance to kind of get acquainted to the school. We're going to give you a chance to watch, give Dad a chance to watch. Now, pause for a second. I can say Dad. I won't say husband, but I will say Dad. Give you a chance to watch, or maybe give Dad a chance to watch. Give you guys a chance to really get acquainted to the school and kind of find out, you know, how this could help him with his self-confidence. And from right there, pause for a second, you go right to asking for the visit or the appointment. I can do that special visit, your first special visit, either, let's say if it's Monday, I can do something tonight because we had some people who couldn't make it, or I can do something tomorrow. Which is better for you? Now, the rule of thumb, guys, Paul, the rule of thumb is that you always go for as soon as possible. Now, the excuse for going for tonight and not looking desperate and not saying, hey, we just had a cancellation, you know, don't say that. Say, we had some people who couldn't make it tonight. Now, you're not lying to them. You really did have some people who couldn't make it, and that's why you have an opening. So we had some people who couldn't make it tonight, so we can see you as soon as this evening, maybe around 6:30, 7 o'clock, or we can do something tomorrow. Which is better for you? And then you shut up, let them pick. Which one's better? Okay, so let's just say she picks Tuesday. Oh, well, tomorrow's good. Okay, well, we can do again. We can do something, you know, later in the afternoon, 4:30, or we can go for the evening time, 6 or 6:30, which is best, Debbie. Can I use your name again? Oh, well, how about 6:30? Okay, good. I'm going to go ahead and put you down here for 6:30. Just a couple of things for you, Debbie. I'm going to go ahead and save you some time. Now, who doesn't like to save time? And everyone on the phone likes to save time. That's why you're listening to this thing. It's going to save you time and agony and screwing up your phone calls. So I'm going to save you some time. I'm going to go ahead and get your questionnaire started. I'm going to start filling that out for you. So what is your last name, Debbie? Okay, my last name is Smith. Okay, I'm sorry, what was it, Jones? My last name is Jones. All right, Debbie Jones and Joey. And Joey's last name? Oh, it's Jones as well, you know. Okay, he's 7. Debbie, what I'm going to do is give you a call to confirm that. What's your cell phone number? Now, again, I'm all about, you know, the odds. So odds are that someone's got a dad. Odds are that someone's got a cell phone. So what's your cell phone number? Oh, it's, 267-992-2970. Oh, I just gave my cell phone number out. So they give me their cell phone. And maybe your home phone or your work phone, Debbie. Okay, it's 609-999. Never mind. Okay, no, just kidding. So I got their home phone. I got their cell phone there. Okay, great. And Debbie, are you here in town? Oh, yeah, I'm right there in Clearwater. Okay, great. And what's your address? Blankety Blank Boulevard. Okay, and in your email as well, Debbie? Oh, that's, Debbie@Comcast.com. All right, great. So I got you all set here for Tuesday at, did we say 6:30? I don't remember. For Tuesday at 6:30. And again, this is a special visit for Joey. This is his first one, and it's going to give you a chance to get acquainted. What I'm going to do is really, have some fun with them and make sure he's wearing something that fits loose. Again, anyone else who's involved with him, you know, maybe it's grandma, uncle, aunt, you know, whoever it is, dad, you know, bring them in so they can see. Like I said, it's a special occasion. And at that time, Debbie, what I'm going to do is answer all of your questions in person. So I really appreciate your call. And one more thing, you know where we're located, right? Yeah, you're right there in, the Bayshore Plaza there. Yes, that's us. Okay, great, Debbie. I'll see you then tomorrow night at 6:30. Thanks for your call. Click, you know, and that's really it. And let me tell you, I mean, it was funny because I was over the weekend doing some role-playing. And, again, these are skills, you know, so I go to seminars and do this stuff, too. We were doing some role-playing, and someone, you know, so the person I was role-playing with, the school owner, he said, wait, you know, he had this real stern voice, you know, and he said, well, how much is it? How much is the lessons? And, you know, actually, honestly, he threw me off because let me tell you, I don't, you know, my calls don't go that way. Which, you know, maybe that's unbelievable or not. I don't care, but it's the truth. You know, 99% of the calls that I handle do not go that way. As soon as I started putting in that we'll answer any more of your questions in person, poof, that just disappeared. That started to evaporate in the thin air. Okay, so as long as you control the conversation. Now, here we go. Let's just say you're doing a two-inch close, and you say all that, you do it all right. I'm sorry, you're doing a two-inch enrollment, you say all that, you do it all right, and you still get, well, wait a minute, I don't know how much it is. Debbie, I totally understand. Here's the thing. It's really, it's a little too complicated to go over in the phone. There's a few different options that we have as far as tuition and stuff like that. So on the second, so you're doing a two-inch close. On the second visit, or on one of the visits, you can even say that, on one of the visits, what we'll do is we'll sit down and we'll actually go over all the different options that you have. Now, here's why we do that, Debbie. Again, our program, our trial program is no obligation to you, and it doesn't cost you anything. Here's why. Because we don't know if Joey's going to be a right fit for our school. See, our space is very limited, okay? And we don't take every student that comes in here. That's true. You don't really, right? So we don't take every student that comes in here. So we have to do these couple lessons. We have to do the first lesson and get them going just to make sure that this is going to be a right fit for you, and you're going to see how this could be good for his confidence. So, again, we will definitely go over all that with you in person. We'll go over all your questions. So, again, I got you down here for 6:30 on Tuesday. Now, let's just back it up a little bit. What if you don't get the visit and they ask you that? You say the same thing we just said, but then you say, well, which is better for you, Debbie, Monday or Tuesday? And you go right for your close again, if that kind of makes sense to everybody listening. So, again, you know, it kind of throws me off when people want to play, you know, it's almost like, you know, you're doing a self-defense drill in your classroom, and you get that student who, you know, who just wants to really, it's the first time learning the drill, and they really want to, like, hold the headlock tight, you know, toward the point they're turning red and they're shaking. You know, you have to do a few laydowns, but let me tell you, you know, so I always get amused whenever I role play with somebody and they try to, oh, how much is it? Tell me how much it is. You know, sometimes people actually create these objections in their mind. But if you just follow the script, again, go to that website, martialartselling.com, grab that free manual if you don't have it already, because that whole script is in there. Again, that's www.martialartselling.com. So that's in there. But a lot of the calls that you'll get by following a good sequence and building a little rapport will be what I call laydowns. Then they'll just make the visit. Now, we got about a few more minutes left before we have to take questions. So let's talk about other couple things that are important. Let's pretend you're doing the one intro enrollment, okay, which is something that I teach. You have to make sure that your intro, the odds are in your favor. So what you need to do is you need to confirm. You need to confirm whether you're doing two intros or not, too. But you need to confirm these lessons. So confirmation call is real simple. Usually you want to make them anywhere between 10 and 12 o'clock. You don't want to do them at 9 o'clock because, and you don't want to do them too late either. A lot of us school owners, you know, we keep late, odd, crazy hours. So between 10 and 12 is usually good. Cell phone number, grab their cell phone number. So in this way you have the direct access to them. And basically, you know, a lot of times you might leave messages. This is Mike over at Thriving Success giving you, I don't say just, I learned that from a professional voice clock. I just say, we're giving you a quick call to confirm for our time tonight. I'll say our time for our special visit tonight at 6:15. We look forward to seeing you and Joey. Give us a call back when you get this message, okay? Thanks a lot. Our number is 609-660-9988. You know, hit the pound sign and, you know, leave the message. If you get the live person, same thing. Oh, Debbie, hey, how are you today? Good morning to you. Hey, this is Mike over at Karate Success. I'm giving you a quick call. I want to confirm for your special visit tonight at 6:15 for Joey. So we got you in for that, so we look forward to seeing you, okay? Oh, okay, yeah, great. All right, thanks a lot. Take care. I usually don't ask, are you still coming? You know, are you still coming? Because everybody else doesn't show. You know, you know, I don't say that. I just assume that they're coming. You know, so you want to assume that they're showing up because they didn't make this visit. Let's transition again. Now, say you're doing a two intro, and you're doing a two intro close. You definitely need both parents there on two intro. So you would say something like, if you're doing this on one intro close, you would say, oh, and Debbie, you're all confirmed for tonight. Great. I just want to remind you again, make sure you bring Dad with you. Make sure you bring anyone else, maybe grandma, aunts, uncles, cousins. I say that because, you know, especially now in our society, especially if you live in kind of average middle-class areas and that's where your school is, you're going to get a lot of grandparents helping out You're going to get a lot of the older generation actually sometimes splitting or paying for the lessons. So that's important to remember. You know, I've been there on many occasions where, you know, mom, you know, maybe didn't bring a credit card or mom, you know, maybe couldn't afford it, but yet grandma, you know, paid for it. So that's why you want to offer that out there because you want to get all decision makers there. So let's do a real quick outgoing call because let me tell you, if you've built up a list, and this is straight from what we're doing, especially now that I got new program director starting in January because I'm not as good as I used to be at actually taking my own advice. So basically, the program director's goal would be to at least make a minimum of 20 outgoing phone calls every week. That should be a minimum for any program director or school owner if you're not where you want to be. It's to make 20 outgoing phone calls a week. So let's just say you're working a database of, and again, back it up a little bit. One thing I did in the phone call that a lot of people on the phone do not do, okay, a lot of people don't do that are listening to this call, is gather all their information. When someone takes a step towards you, okay, let's just pretend I got that call, I bought a cold list, and again, there's a whole other call seminar itself, but say I bought a mailing list, a cold mailing list, which means I don't have any relationship with those people, I just said, hey, they make X amount of dollars per year, blah, 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 and I sent them one of my sales letters. And they call, the moment they call, they become what I call a prospect. Now they go right into a different database in my contact management software. So every person who takes a step towards you is a prospect, and you have the permission to market to them forever in a lot of different ways. email, all that stuff, okay? So I just gathered all of Debbie's information, and if she doesn't show up, what I can do is work my prospect database, and I can just do this, you know, every Tuesday night between, I'd say about 7:45 and 8:15. You probably don't want to go any later than that. Let's just say a month later. She had her her appointment scheduled for December 11th, and here we are, January. I'm making my calls. A month later, I get to Debbie's name. Oh, yeah. Can I speak to Debbie, please? Yeah, this is Debbie. Oh, Debbie, hey, this is Mike over. Now, again, I don't know who the heck she is. I totally forgot by now. This is Mike over at Karate Success. I noticed you had inquired before or came in at some point in time, and we're never able to follow through. So I was just giving some people a call because we were arranging special get reacquainted visits for people to come back in. What should be good for you to do your special visit? Would you want to do later this week or early next week? Now, here's the general rule that I found. I'll go right into it. I won't get into a whole big thing. Now, what if Debbie says, oh, yeah, that's right, I called. How much are your lessons again? Well, who is it for? Well, you know, so you go right into that. Now, the other thing I do, you might see that, Jeff, I thought you said, Mike, to go for it right away. What I found over time is when you do kind of throw it out there a couple days later, like say it's Wednesday, I might say later this week or early next week. Let's say it's Monday like it is today. I might say, what's good for you? Would you like to do Wednesday and Thursday this week, or is maybe Saturday better? I'll throw it out there a little further in advance because it's a little more non-threatening. Because, again, this is like a proactive call. This is like you kind of stepping in with your, you know, with your front leg sidekick and just like, pow, you know, hitting somebody with it. It's more aggressive as to where, you know, say someone was charging towards you and you raised your front leg sidekick. Now you're kind of on the counterattack, kind of on the defense, keeping them away. Again, the proactive call, the outgoing call is a little more aggressive, so you kind of be a little more, you know, non-threatening. And you go right into that. You know, I never ask permission, like, oh, you have a minute to talk? No. You know, you say, I know she had came in or had got it, you know, had inquired, you know, a little bit ago or some time ago, whatever it is, and I know you weren't able to follow through. And we were just making some arrangements for people to get reacquainted, which is good for you to do your visit to get reacquainted. Would you like to do Wednesday or Thursday this week, or is maybe Saturday better for you? And then you shut up and let them pick. If they say no, no big deal. You'll like the next person. And if you're a program director or you make, you know, 20 of those outgoing calls and you follow that up with your marketing, whatever marketing you're doing, you have the permission to actually call people, you're going to see a nice return on the marketing dollars you spend. So, again, it's kind of like incoming and outgoing. Yeah, I did some of it today. We had a birthday party. We have a really cool birthday party system where we actually do free birthday parties for our students. And it's very simple. We actually, you know, get all our students to bring their friends against the circle of influence, and now we're getting referrals. And I have an instructor that I pay that does them for me. I pay him $30 to do the party. And his job, very clearly, is to do a good party, make it fun, of course. And in the beginning, he has to collect a permission slip. It's real simple to get those. And at the end, he has to give out a special secret invitation for the birthday boy and, or girl and all their friends. And so I'll have literally 10 or so people to call on a Monday, or the program director will have 10 or so people to call on a Monday, and we'll just say, hey, you know, you're at the birthday party over the weekend, two things real quick. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, the birthday party. Hey, I just want to make sure you guys have a good time, did you? Yeah, we had a great time. So I get my first yes. Oh, and we had that special lesson tonight at 6:15. I noticed you didn't call an RSVP that yet. Will you guys be there for that? Now, this time I'll ask that. And if they say no, I'll say, okay, hey, I don't want you to lose that. We can do something later in the week, maybe Thursday or Friday, which is best for you. Now, out of 10 people that come to a birthday party, you can usually get two to actually show up. And maybe one more will show up from your phone call that you made. We had enrollment, last month, just some, I have a good memory for detail. So one of the enrollments we got last month stuck out in my mind because my instructor that was doing the party was in a little bit of a slump. And I had to kind of tweak his invitation at the end. Like, hey, what are you saying at this certain time? And as soon as I tweaked what he was saying at a certain time, all of a sudden, bam, we started getting people showing back up again. So again, these words are powerful, people that are listening. They're very powerful. In this business, I firmly believe that what comes out of your mouth equals what goes into your bank account. Okay, so never forget that. So anyway, we called them. They couldn't make it. And we said, oh, well, hey, we don't want you to lose that. Maybe Wednesday or Thursday? And by Saturday, they were giving us $700. Not too bad, you know. So, again, the phone is very powerful. You just got to work it, and you got to know how to handle it when it rings. So let's open up the questions, and I hope that and hey, when you come on, you know, give me some feedback. You know how you get on radio shows, you know, you go on there and say, hey, great show, Howard. You know, if you listen to Howard Stone, you know, let me know. Let's say, you know, horrible stuff you got there, Mike. You know, when you come on and ask a question, please don't be shy, because we only have a few minutes before I got to run. And please, you know, give me some feedback. Say, hey, that was great, or hey, man, you suck. You know, whatever it is, you know, let me know.
Wow. The phone lines are now open.
Hey, Mike, you rock.
Oh, great. Who's that?
It's Dwight Woods in Miami.
Hey, Dwight. How are you? Oh, come on.
Good.
You were a shoe-in for that, man.
Listen, I wondered if you had, in the years that you've been doing this, have you kind of boiled down to, like, the single most important question that you can ask during an information call that will guarantee, so to speak, a strong appointment?
Well, you're asking for the magic bullet there. definitely.
I just thought I'd get straight to the point.
Yeah. Well, here's what I found. I really found that once I started introducing that question thing, at that time, we'll answer all your questions in person.
Okay.
I really found that really did work like magic. So as far as questions goes, when I started offering the benefits, I do totally feel that it added more value to it, because I always found that when people just say, oh, let's just again, take the kids again. Oh, he's just been bugging me. You know, I always found that was of low value. So if I were to boil it down to two things that were kind of a nice breakthrough that really helped, somebody's scratching records, it really helped, you know, stack the odds more in my favor was offering the benefits and saying, at that time, we'll answer all your questions in person. You know, if I was going to boil it down, I think that's what I'd say. Obviously, you don't forget to give your phone number, get all their information. I was very shy about that in the beginning, and I literally must have lost thousands of people, you know, that came in, you know, and didn't give me their information. So three things, Dwight. Get all their information on the call. Don't be shy about it. Just ask for it. Offer benefits and use that after you get the appointment. And I don't call the appointment, but just for the sake of it, I'm calling an appointment. Get this. Say that. We'll answer all your questions in person. That help?
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks much.
Thank you, sir.
Mike, we have a couple of questions that came through on the web.
Okay.
One is from Rocky in Seattle, and he's asking if you can cover the bullet point, and I had uploaded your bullet points, the bullet point strategies to use when your current students call to turn them into raving fans.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. sorry about that. I left something out of my head. Got to get some truth in advertising.
Whoops, someone's... Let's see if somebody can hear me. It's got a lot of background noise. If you can push *6, that would be awesome.
Hold on. I know what you're doing, Kathy. If you're picking up kids at this hour for your after-school program, mute your phone. Okay.
I'm going to mute them. I'm going to mute them so you can answer that, okay?
Yeah. I apologize. I left that out.
Okay, go for it.
Totally sorry I left that out to whoever asked that question. Thanks for reminding us. A champion said, Tom Callis said, you know, champions don't have to be told that to be reminded, right? So, raving fan phone call is when someone calls your school, obviously the same warm, fuzzy conviction, you know, the same warm, fuzzy temperament, attitude, smiling, all that stuff. And, you know, the big thing that I do to kind of turn them into raving fans is I always say, oh, and by the way, Kathy, is that all you needed today? And that's kind of it, you know, and they really, it's funny, I always get people that really appreciate, oh, yeah, that's it, Mike, thank you so much, you know. I just want to find out what time a yard ball class was tonight. Oh, who am I speaking with? Hey, train your staff this, right? Train your staff for this. But make sure they say, well, who am I speaking with? Oh, this is Kathy, Joey's mom. Oh, hey, Kathy, this is the script. Oh, hey, Kathy, how are you? Okay, so you want to find out what time yellow ball class is. Let me just look at the schedule there. Oh, yellow ball class at 6:45. Hey, and by the way, when you come in, I'll have a schedule ready for you in case you lost yours. Is that all that you needed today, Kathy? Oh, sure, that's it. Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate your call. We'll see you tonight at 6:45. And, you know, again, that's just some of you guys might already be doing that kind of stuff, but just saying it in a certain way, being really – and so that's 6:45, click. you know, 6:45, ready back to each class, quick. You know, that really won't create too many raving fans. Like, oh, geez, you know, they'll be scared to call next time, you know. I didn't want to call because I thought I was going to interrupt you. You know, and then, you know, they stop calling in this class, you know, and blah, 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 you know, it all goes downhill from there. So, again, you know, what comes out of your mouth equals what goes into your bank account. Does anybody, you know, kind of have their own little twist on some things, or maybe even feel that, you know, hey, I don't know if I can say it that way or anything like that, or definitely open to, obviously, any ideas, any suggestions, anybody got something that's really, really working for them, and kind of all their calls kind of end up as laydowns. And
can I volunteer something, Mike?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. One of the things that that I always ask is, whose idea was it to get the child started in martial art? Because then I know when I have the special meeting with them, I know who I got to convince.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah, you can and,
and then
transfer that to your...
Say that again?
I said make sure you transfer that to your guest questionnaire, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when I ask them how long they've been thinking about starting martial arts, and I get whatever response, I ask them what prevented you from starting before.
Mm-hmm.
I get that response. And then I'll say, well, is that still an issue for you?
Okay, and how's that working out for you?
Well, when they say, well, you know, my schedule is such and such or money such and such, and then I say, well, is that still an issue for you? And they say, no, it's not, which is why they're calling now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it helps me to add a sense of urgency. Well, you've been wanting to do this for a long time. You've put it off for such and such a period of time, and now is the right time.
And I'll tell you, I think you know, that's a great question, and those are two questions that are actually built in to our interview sheet and live interview, okay?
Okay.
And I think there's two caveats to that. Someone can say, you know, how long you've been thinking about it, and that's really a softer way. And probably the next step up is what you're saying, is a lot more direct. You know, is that still a problem? It's like, you know, hey, man, don't waste my time, which is cool, you know? Which is awesome. And like I say, I don't believe in breaking anything. I mean, there's that book, you know, if it's not broke, break it. You know, I don't really believe in that. I think if something's working, you just ride that. I mean, I've been doing the same intro for years. You know, why change it? It works. So you know, if it's working, you ride it. You know, and anyone out there who's maybe thinking about, hey, how am I going to tweak my phone skills? Take what Dwight said, because what Dwight said are two awesome questions. You either plug them into your phone conversation and test that, or you take those two questions and you plug them into your guest questionnaire, whose idea was it. That's right on there. So great stuff, Dwight.
Okay. I did actually have a question for you if nobody else has anything.
Okay.
We've got another one or two from the web, but go ahead, Dwight. Go ahead.
Okay. When you're training, like the program director that you have coming up, do you ever have them work from the inquiry worksheet while they're on the phone, during the learning curve?
Well, I mean, they keep the script near the phone at all times.
Okay.
And, you know, what they have to do, I mean, the inquiry worksheet is actually just what it is. I mean, for us, it's the guest sheet that we're going to save that, put it in a little tickler file. We're going to put that in the Tuesday file.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we're going to take the sheet, put it in our contact management as a prospect, and we're going to stick it in the Tuesday tickler file if they're a Tuesday appointment, okay? So that we confirm them from the web or we confirm them from our file. But they can work off, they have the script right out on the counter, they can just look at it if they don't know it cold, but they really do have to know it cold, okay? But they really just work that guest sheet just to kind of plug in. I know what you're talking about. I've seen, hey, ask this question next, ask that question next. I'm a firm believer is a person doing it has to be committed to learning it, or they're just not serious about the job, right? Does that make sense?
Yes. I agree completely.
Okay. And Kathy Colmore?
Yes. One of the questions was, where can we get a sample of the guest questionnaire?
I'm pretty sure it actually is in the manual. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so then if you're online, there's a banner where you can click straight to get the manual. which you to the martialartofselling.com, so you should be able to download it there.
Yes.
Okay. Mark had a question, and it's, I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
No.
Okay. Mark from Oregon had a question, and this is more about getting the phone to ring. He's asking, he's saying the ads that he's using is not getting the phone to ring.
Okay.
So what else can we do to get them to ring?
Well, you know, it's always a combination of a bunch of things. Now, here's the thing. Now, we have, obviously, always December is always a little slow sometimes for, and you don't want to have that mentality, but sometimes it's a little slower for first intros and second intros, and that's the trends in the industry. You know, my experience of being doing this 10 years. But, you know, the two lessons we have scheduled for tonight, I mean, they were not, the phone didn't ring for them. They were actually came from a kind of a grassroots type function. So one of the keys to keeping your pipeline filled without even, you know, worrying about the phone ringing is to really have a lot of, kind of inner school promotions going on, to really have, you know, like I said, I'm a firm believer in giving students free birthday parties for two reasons. One is you go out into a classroom or you send an email that says, by the way, you get a free birthday party. You're going to have a bunch of people responding back, when can I book it? If you want, now I've marketed paid birthday parties, $150 for students, where I pay the instructor $75, the school keeps $75. You have to market those 3 or 4 months out. There's nothing wrong with doing that, but if you don't want to be diligent about marketing birthday parties, because birthday parties can be a great source of new students. That's the only reason why I do them, is because they're great. So what I'm saying to the caller is that sometimes you do certain things in your school. You have referral drives. You maybe go visit, you know, a preschool or a church. You know, I worked at my church a couple weeks ago. And, you know, the following week, there's 3 or 4 intros there. Now, the phone didn't ring, but literally went and got those people. If I'm putting out ads out there, here's the thing with putting out direct mail. You know, it is more of it's an art and a science. And sometimes you have to test things, and not every ad's going to work, and sometimes that's just life. And obviously, if you keep running into a loser week after week after week, what you need to do is, I learned this from a sales trainer, was to walk behind the battle and shoot the wounded. And you have to kind of, you know, kill it, if it's not pulling any response for you. And then you ask yourself, well, hey, is it the actual media I'm using, or is it the people that are receiving it? So again, there's that question is very deep, Kathy.
I gotcha.
But I hope I answered that. That you can be doing things, you know, in your school that are either going to get the phone to ring or either going to, you know, kind of, like I said, we have, you know, intro scheduled this week in, you know, the second week of December here, that aren't related to the phone ringing. By any means, people aren't having the epiphany if they want to take martial arts. You know, maybe they'll have that epiphany a little more in January so you get a little natural flow. But we're getting, you know, getting people in the pipeline by doing certain things at the school. We get, you know, holiday parties you got going on. And all the things I do, whether it be working with a community group or doing like a birthday party, everything I do is all about having an invitation to come back to the school. So that's real important, you know. I love working with you guys, and I was a member solutions client when you guys were APS before you guys had merged. So been with you a long time, and I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'm really, you know, thrilled. I get the most joy from actually doing this, so I really appreciate the opportunity. I love working with you, Kathy, and whatever you guys need, you just let me know.
Well, thank you so much, and just so everybody else knows, too, Mike is one of our mentors in our Consulting Apprentice Challenge, and we have another one starting on December 28th, registration cuts on December 21st. And we revamped it a little bit this time, so it's still an opportunity for you guys to network with other people who are really interested in growing their businesses. But this time, you're going to be in individual divisions based on where you're at with your billing. If you win your division, you still win a prize package worth about $1,000 in cash and prizes. And this, what's really special about this time is rather than having one team leader, you'll be able to seek assistance and consulting from all of the mentors that volunteer their time to help out. So Mike is one of those people. So if you haven't registered yet and you want to, make sure you visit membersolutions.com/consulting apprentice. I'm sorry, just /apprentice. And there's no charge to participate as long as you're willing to vote for a winner at the very end for us on who's going to be the next consulting apprentice. So make sure you take a look at that. And, gosh, Mike, again, thank you so much for spending some time with us on that. Love your down-to-earth style. It's very easy for me to understand what, where you're coming from and what you say. So I really appreciate getting to sit in on these.
Oh, again, love the opportunity. And like I said, anything, just let me know.